Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We are going to talk to one of the people that I absolutely love the most in this world and literally never see anymore except when I watch NBC Boston on channel 630 on DirecTV, which I actually do more often than you would think. Tommy Curran is one of the absolute best guests I could ask for, and he joins me now. How are you, Tom?
Kimberly, what an incredible introduction.
Right?
I miss seeing you around, too, and we'll be out the other side of this in no time at all.
You know, I was watching the other night you and Phil Perry on NBC Boston. There was a cold, and it looked very cold, rain coming down. And I thought to myself, I'm not the only one who gets crappy weather every time I'm on the air, because I feel like I do, but I felt for the two of you that night.
It was brutal. Here's the thing, though, honestly.
Yes.
Given what we're going through and the number of different sports that have been canceled,
yep,
and all the uncertainty, you're like, I'll stay in the rain.
Right,
I don't
right.
Care. We'll be in the rain. I don't mind. No, it's raining. Oh, fine.
Exactly.
It's going to be in the 30s. Fine. I don't care.
Exactly. I think you, I wrote this note down, but I didn't attribute it. I think it was you. I think you mentioned, like, never a less accomplished group in terms of the playmakers around the Patriots quarterback. And now, of course, that's Cam Newton. Oh, I'm so interested in what's actually going on out up there, because I don't get to see the Patriots anymore, and I used to see them fairly often. So what can you tell us about the state of the Patriots, perhaps with an eye on the upcoming trade deadline?
Yeah, we knew that there was going to be a rebuild, or at least a reboot, at the very least, in 2020, after Brady. But I think that what we're realizing is there's a number of reasons the Patriots are 2-4 in the position they are. But I think that the notion that Tom Brady wasn't one of the things that was holding them together is being abused to a great extent right now. I mean, the roster around Brady, we would see his irritation at times. And I think the Patriots at times, well, you know what, Tom? Some of the things that you do aren't all that great either. And they began to feel as if they might be better off at times in different ways, not always, but in different ways, moving on from Tom. And, you know, a new dawn will arrive in New England and things will be okay. But all the irritations that he had with the roster are being visited upon him now. They don't have tight ends, period,
mm-hmm,
and haven't for 2 years. And it's not like no one could tell Gronk was getting older and was injury prone. They don't have any wide receivers of note. Julian Edelman, with the knee injury, now down for probably 3 to 4 weeks, if not more.
Mm-hmm.
N'Keal Harry's got a concussion. So the Patriots are 2-4. They have to decide whether they're buyers or sellers at the deadline. To me, they don't necessarily have to be either, Kim. They're not one player away from the playoffs,
right,
or a Super Bowl, and they are not a couple picks away from being a contender either.
What do you think happens tomorrow in Buffalo? From what I understand, there's scenarios where I would have been there. I won't be. Mike Giardi, who you know well, will cover that game for NFL Network tomorrow. What do you expect to happen in perhaps a windy Bills Stadium tomorrow with the Patriots visiting?
I expect it to be about 15 total points because the Patriots don't have anything offensively. They're going to walk out onto the field with Damir Bird, Jacoby Myers, and Gunnar Olszewski as their main wide receivers. They're going to bring up a kid named Isaiah Zuber from the practice squad, and Cam Newton, who is kind of a fundamental mess and also really trying as hard as he can to figure out how to run this offense, dealing with all that, and 50-mile-an-hour winds.
Mm.
So the Patriots are not going to go up and down the field, Kimberly, at all. And I don't think the Jets are going, excuse me, the Bills are going to do it. The Jets definitely won't, but the Bills probably aren't going to do it either. So it's going to be a low-scoring game that's going to all be predicated on field position. It's absolutely the kind of game that you would just click on pass if you had the option.
Are we seeing the last of Julian Edelman?
Probably, and I'm saying that understanding that it's a player who had over 100 catches and over 1,000 yards last year at 33 with nobody else to take away attention. But as you go into this year, you know, he's pretty much bone on bone in his knee. He doesn't have a PCL and hasn't had that since he was at Kent State. This surgery that he had this week is basically to get him back to where he was prior to last week. It was already kind of banged up and in a bad way. It got a little bit worse at the early part of this week. So they said, all right, let's do what we can here and see how it goes. So they're not going to be able to fix him to a point where he's blazing around and creating separation like he always has. So he's not that far away from being productive. He had a 179-yard game earlier this year. But I wonder if the Patriots are going to look at it and say, you know what, Jules, you're 34. Do you want to come back? Are you coming back? And 2021 would certainly be an X factor. And, you know, is another team going to want him, whether it be Tampa Bay or someplace else? So a lot of decisions, unfortunately, for a player like that who's done an awful lot in his career and is at a physical crossroads.
Yep, absolutely. I'll never forget that catch in the Super Bowl, and neither will the Falcons, and neither will anyone with any ties to the Patriots. Tom Curran of NBC Boston joining me, Kim Jones here on The Fan. I have so many questions for you, so I'll try to get to them. When I talked to Herm Edwards this past spring leading into the Combine, just sort of as, you know, by the way, he mentioned, you know, N'Keal, and he said, oh, he'll be much better this year. Now, that's his college coach, and I'm sure that he had those expectations for him. Why has it not worked for N'Keal Harry so far?
We all figured he would be much better this year. Right. To me, it's an inability to string together days. And, you know, when we remember he's 22, and I have three sons in their early 20s, and I can't imagine the pressure of being an NFL player visiting on any of them at this point.
Yep.
The way it does with N'Keal Harry. But at 22, he has good days, he has good plays, but he is completely and wholly unable to string them together.
Okay.
Whether it's injury, whether it's focus, whether it's any number of different things. And really, he's not an extreme talent. We look at DK Metcalf and A.J. Brown and guys to whom he's compared. He runs about a 4.6. His ability rests in physicality, and for some reason I just don't think that while he can deliver a blow and he can run through contact, he doesn't often do it, and he's just not, it's not going on, the light isn't going on for him in terms of consistency. Last week I think he kind of got sold down the river on a throw by Cam Newton, who himself is still trying to figure out exactly what he wants to do in this offense, basically threw N'Keal Harry into a team meeting and he got knocked out. So now he's going to miss this week. The week before, he had two targets, and he didn't seem to know where he was going on the last one, which was the last play of the game. No catches. So it's a tough sled for a first-round pick right now, especially when, Kim, so many first-round wideouts around the league are doing damage.
Yep, absolutely. Tom Curran, I know you're on – I know you have other things to do today, so I saved the two
I'm returning. I'm trying to move on from a 98 Cutlass. And traded in for a 2005 Expedition.
Are you serious?
I don't know if you, I don't know if you can hear the muffler here.
I can't hear anything other than your voice, but that's hilarious to me because I know you.
I'll send you a picture.
Please do. I saved the two big guys for last, and you know who the two big guys are. How is Bill? I mean, I see some of the press or I listen to, you know, I hear some of the press conference clips and stuff. But how is he handling all of this? Because this is now, you know, far different ground for him, as we all know. But is he also going to be the guy who completely rebuilds this, which may not be a one-year project?
Yeah, I think that he intends to absolutely be the guy to totally rebuild it.
Okay.
But I think that, you know, it's not a one-year deal.
Right.
I mean, you've punted away four or five drafts. I mean, there's a stat that's readily used. The Patriots haven't drafted a Pro Bowler since 2013.
Yeah.
It's eye-popping.
Yes.
So I think he intends to be the guy, and I don't think that Robert Kraft is going to ask him to leave by any stretch, but it's going to take a long time. How's he handling it? Pretty good, I say, for the most part. He's trying to stiff upper lip it and keep his mood up, I think,
yep,
so that it translates to the team, that it's not desperate. But I think that's a little bit of the tenor that I'm getting.
And Tom Brady, yeah, and I truly think he didn't know it was fourth down. Like that, I will always think that from that Thursday game. So what? But whatever. But since that game, they've played great football, and he's been absolutely terrific. What do you think he makes of this New England situation? Because you know they're both keeping an eye on each other.
Told you so.
Yeah.
Everyone said I was the bad guy for being pissed off last year, but I kind of told you why I was pissed off. And the fact that we got the 12 wins and I had 24 touchdowns or whatever, 25 touchdowns,
yep,
and 12 picks. I can't even remember how many picks he had.
Yep.
You just have no understanding of how bad it had gotten.
Yep.
And it was bad last year, and it's bad this year. So I don't think he relishes seeing any of his friends fail. I really don't think that in his heart of hearts, he relishes seeing Bill fail.
Okay.
It's just not how he's wired. I think maybe there's folks around him, people who,
yeah,
think that he was mistreated, who say, yeah, well, they shouldn't have been bad to our guy.
Right.
But I don't think Brady really revels in them sucking.
Okay. Okay. I was thinking maybe he feels like he wins twice in the NFL each week now. Because if the Patriots lose and he wins, it's a double win for Tom Brady. Last one on your way out the door with me, and I thank you so much, Tom Curran, for joining me.
No problem, Kim. Anytime, every Saturday.
Thank you. Is Stephon Gilmore a Patriot after the trade deadline, which is in a few days?
No. And
okay.
I think that he is actively working toward that in some ways. Put his house on the market with a deadline of Tuesday at 5 p.m. I watched him individually last week, and he showed aggressive reluctance to stick his nose in and make plays.
Oh.
He popped up Thursday on the injury report.
Yeah, is he going to be inactive tomorrow? I thought that's what that might be setting up. Then he goes to a new team at the trade deadline, presumably healthy.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm wondering who's orchestrating his inavailability, and that's
right,
always an unfair thing to say about somebody because, you know, he could be dealing with an injury, and I don't
right
want to say that. But so if you are looking as a cynic, is he orchestrating his inavailability to help a trade go along, or are the Patriots preserving him?
Right.
I would absolutely doubt that being the case because
okay
they want all hands on deck.
Gotcha. Tom, you're the best. Good luck with the new car. Say goodbye to
this,
the Cutlass or whatever the heck you're getting rid of. And
yeah,
I do hope
I'll
we talk soon.
I'll send you the picture right away.
Okay.
Okay, buddy.
All right.
Take care.
Bye, Tom. Tom Curran literally buying a car while he did the interview, but he was terrific.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.